In the ancient tradition, Supreme, Almighty Lord Shiva is referred to as Trilokinath. Nath means Lord. Lord of the three realms, the three lokas, the three loci of consciousness. And the Lord of the three realms is also the self of all beings who appear in those realms. In the supreme realm, Param Dhamma, as it's referred to, the abode of Shiva, of course, there are no beings. That realm is completely unmanifest and inconceivable to the minds of any beings in other worlds. But from this absolute realm of pure infinite intelligence is emanated the realm that we could call in modern terms the symbolic, archetypal, imaginal realm. Plato referred to it as the nous, the noetic field, the mind of God, the activated intelligence, no longer in its potential state, but manifesting the blueprint of the phenomenal realm that would emerge and be emanated in turn from that second realm. And the phenomenal plane in Chronos time is the theodrama that encompasses the expression of that supreme intelligence and the majesty of all the possible permutations of its beauty and of its virtues of courage and discernment and sacrifice, and for the capacity to learn and to grow and to overcome ignorance and illusion and pierce through the false to rediscover the true and to follow truth to the ultimate culmination of the guidance of that power that draws us to break through the illusion of the phenomenal plane and return via the buddhi, the absolute discerning intellect, to that abode of pure love, and absolute perfection, so that at a moment when the phenomenal theodrama field becomes overrun by the hordes of the dark forces of the demonic, that the power of God can once again break through. And redeem that world. by manifesting as the power of Almighty Shiva. And because Shiva is the one self of all, that self within you is drawing you toward the ultimate power of transcendence. Of complete God realization and liberation. We have learned in recent teachings and videos that nothing in the phenomenal plane is real. We have amnesia about history, and there is deliberate falsification, and nothing in this realm is certain because it is a realm that is imaginary. It doesn't really exist. And because it doesn't really exist, evil is an illusion. And the power of the real is destined to become once again sovereign in all three realms. And this is the moment of that breakthrough and transformation. But it is only when you have become completely clear, convinced, certain that the world that seems to exist is only a dream, and that you are not identifiable with any bodily vehicle or mental stream of consciousness. Only when you have returned to the supreme abode, to the absolute realm of the eternal one self, the absolute presence, only then will the light fully transform and transfigure the phenomenal plane via the symbolic capacity to decollapse qualium wave functions until the mind within the phenomenal realm is equally free and in resonance with the Supreme Lord. And then all of the siddhis, the powers of that Lord, will be added unto you so that the quantum wave functions as well will be modulated and released so that the field of Brahman returns to the fullness of the freedom of the luminous infinite ocean of consciousness in the perfect harmony of the unified presence of the God Self at every point within the manifold of presence. And in the return to the absolute, the world of space and time are magnetically drawn back as well into the zero point, the singularity of the absolute that is beyond being and non-being, beyond any possibility to conceptualize.
Thank you for listening to Spiritual Teachings with Shunyamurti, recorded live at the Sat Yoga Ashram in Costa Rica. To join us for a life-changing meditation retreat, or to make a donation to support this transformational work, please visit our website, www.satyoga.org. To access more teachings or guided meditations from Shunyamurti, please visit the members section of our website or our YouTube channel, Sat Yoga Institute. Namaste.